Well, guys, it's happening. It's Big Daddy Sitch. I'm in the building with my beautiful wife for another episode of Here's the Sitch podcast.
Yes, it's actually, I was going to say it's mid-August, but it's actually the end of August, which means it's the end of summer.
I'll be honest, I'm ready for Christmas.
Listen, fall is my season. I totally hear you. I'm such a seasonal person. Like, I love the change of seasons. I love fall. I love winter. Plus, I'm a winter baby, so I just love all the holidays anyway. But summer always flies. Like, whether you love it or hate it, it flies. It goes so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. My favorite time of the year is definitely September, though, because of the...
Like October, I would say. Yeah, October, November.
I love a good 65-degree day. You know September what I'm saying? Storm. Where you can, like, decide if you want to wear that hoodie or if you, you know, it's like the in-between weather where you can wear a hoodie and you can wear shorts if you want to.
Yes. Classic fall seasons. Change of seasons. I just love it.
Well, I'm happy because I have a 2.5 week break.
Yo, a 2.5 week break is like a dream. Yeah. That's like a vacation.
I feel like I'm on a vacation right now. I got my coffee. I also have my Monday blues, but
it's a little overcast here in New Jersey. Yeah, we had a little bit of rain overnight, which all of our plants needed it. We were out there watering everything, which is so cute. It's like a new family thing that we do when we water all the plants because Romeo loves gardening and he loves watching us take the hose out. And we have his little water table next to some of the planters. So if I'm watering the planters, he's like, you know, waving his arms, like flailing around to get me to fill up his water table.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Yeah. And speaking of, since summer is practically over, I'm like, dude, we just put in that pool. We didn't even use it that much.
That's what happens. A lot of people say that. I used it way more than you. But a lot of people say when you have a pool, it's like you don't really use it. But the best thing about it is the kids will use it.
For the baby, yeah.
And like he's little, so obviously he can't go by himself. Like I take him in. We have play dates back there. When I was having a hard time like not working out as much as I wanted to, if I couldn't get out of the house, when Romeo would nap, I would go swim, like actually work out swim. So that was really amazing. I loved having that. So peaceful out
there.
When
do you actually close a pool? September, October?
Yeah, around then. I think around the calendar. We also have to make sure that pool cover got ordered. I know they measured for it.
Yeah.
Because it's like a weird shape.
Yeah.
So it had to be ordered. Mm. But I think that will be on the schedule fairly soon. But
the good news is the renovation is moving along. And I'll be honest with you, the situations have been under construction a whole year. And it has definitely threw me off my game for sure. You know, just
living under construction is not easy.
Being out of your element, you know, not being able to access our laundry room or our kitchen, it has definitely thrown me off my schedule.
Yeah,
and I'm going to be super excited when that's done.
Yeah, shortly. Having no kitchen is wild. That's just there's no way to describe that. Like, your kitchen is like your hub of your household.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just wild. So it's been a true test over here living through it, but it'll be worth it in the end.
It has been. It has been pretty much the full year. I think we'll practically be done around Christmas. We'll be able to probably throw away or have Christmas at our home.
Yes, we're definitely hosting the holidays because I'm going to be like 8 months pregnant. Or yes. No, 9 months pregnant.
Yes, speaking of that, that's flying along too.
Yeah.
I think when you have your second pregnancy.
I think when you're pregnant and you already have kids, you're just like so busy. There's no time to like obsess over your pregnancy and symptoms and all that. So it's like it's a good and a bad thing because there's nothing like that first pregnancy where you don't have a human being you're responsible for besides yourself.
Yeah.
So you just, when you're tired, you nap, you put your feet up, you could watch your favorite show, you could have a cup of tea, you could lay on a recliner with a Kindle, you can, you know, float in a pool.
The second one is totally different. It's like, go get me some coffee. You know, the first one was like, oh my God, we're not having any coffee. We're not doing any of this. We're not doing any of that. The second one's
just like survival, especially when you have two under two, because they're that close. They'll be that close in age. Uh-huh. So Romeo will be like 19 or 20 months when this baby's born. So it's going to be tons of fun.
What trimester is this right now?
Second.
Second. Well, I will say that you have been getting a little better, though.
Yeah, I've been feeling a little bit better. It comes and goes. Yeah. I've been able to eat more. I've been getting an appetite. This pregnancy was different. It was, like, more severe, the symptoms, I want
to
say.
Yeah, I'd have to say the first trimester, you were very emotional and to the point where, like you hated me. And then the second trimester, you were like, now I can tell, like, you
I got over a hump.
You got over a hump, and well, I can tell.
I think it was because I was so sick. I lost, like, 6 pounds. I still am not back at my weight, I think, before. I have to get on the scale.
Yeah, you lost weight.
Yeah, and with Romeo, I didn't gain a ton of weight with him, but I never lost weight. And I lost a lot of weight this first trimester because I was so sick. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because I was hungry and I wanted to eat. And then as soon as I would eat, I'd be really sick.
Yeah.
So it was like this vicious cycle every day of the first 16. And it was longer than the first trimester. Yeah. It was really the first 16
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, no, I'm pleasantly surprised. Wild. The last week, you've been very sweet and trying to hold my hand and kissing me every 10 seconds. And I'm like, oh my God, things are getting better, guys. Oh my God, okay, we're over the tough, you know, the tough spot.
Yeah, which I feel like.
But I also heard through a lot of people, like, certain pregnancies are tougher than others, you know.
Yeah, and I think across the board, the beginning is the toughest. Mm. If you're having a rough one, it's always that first one. I don't know what it is, but it's tough, but it's worth it. It's all worth it.
We're gonna have to unpack the snoo that's in the basement.
Yes.
And bring him up, the little snoo.
Yeah. I saw that. It's all wrapped up down there.
It is.
But it's like, you know, you might want to address it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of baby things we need to go through. I feel like we have a lot of baby things to do, like also a giveaway, because I have a lot of stuff that I never used that people had just sent that I feel like I want to do. Maybe on like Romeo's account, I'll do like a baby giveaway, like a big, you know, all baby equipment.
Yeah, it's always good to pay it forward. Those are amazing positive vibes, you know, to continue to give back and such. But it's so crazy that I think just in life, you just have to stay busy, you know, because even though we've been so out of our element with the renovation, I was thinking when I was going through the garage, I'm like, my next project's going to be the garage.
Yo, I am hyped for that garage project. I cannot like, even
like,
tell you.
I'm like, I want to clean it out. Wow. I want to get like some tool benches in there and get some tools and, the floor.
Tools for who?
In case I need it.
Oh, man. You're going to break out the tool belt?
Listen, yesterday we ordered an Allen key set, okay? I need place to put that.
All right, guys, now that summer is coming to an end and fall is right around the corner, I have a really fun product that I want to share with you guys that I've discovered recently, and I'm so excited to use it. So if you heard me during this podcast, maybe you heard it, maybe you haven't heard it yet, but I've been craving s'mores. So what better way to make a s'more than over a fresh fire? The smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove makes your outdoor moments even more memorable, because instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can actually sit back, relax, and enjoy the fire. One of my favorite campfire moments ever is me and Mike were newlyweds. We were on a cute little vacation, fall time of year, and the leaves were changed and we were outside and we just had a beautiful moment making our s'mores and having fun. And having a Solo Stove in my very own backyard just lets me recreate that memory and start new memories with our baby and our future family. And I'm just so excited to do that here with Solo Stove. So I wanted to share our special unique discount code that we have, of course, for our Here's the Sitch listeners. Right now, you can get big discounts on all fire pits during Solo Stove's summer sale. All you have to do is use promo code SITUATION at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code SITUATION, for $10 off on top of their incredible summer sale discounts. So now is the time to grab your very own Solo stove. I'm telling you, having one of these during the change of seasons is just the best memories to have for you and your family, you and your spouse, or even just to have it as a gift for somebody. They will absolutely love it. And I love gifts that are part of making memories. So check it out. It's Situation and Here's the Sitch podcast approved. And you guys will absolutely love it. You know you're a true adult when you are super hyped at the words of garage renovation or garage clean out.
What's
like that is really turning me on. Just talking about redoing the garage or cleaning out the garage.
What do they paint the garage with on the floor?
It's like an epoxy floor. Yep. Mm-hmm. I want to clean everything out. It's crazy. We moved here like 3 or 4 years ago. There's still stuff from like the other owner, like random things. It's not that bad, it just needs to get like thrown out, cleaned out, and then like seal the floor and call it a day. And then put in like, they have these storage shelving systems where you can like put them on the side walls, mm-hmm. and then you could store like, instead of going to the basement, you can have like holiday decor, different bins, like Christmas stuff, pumpkins, fall decor, and mm-hmm. then it could be in all these like almost like these like cabinet looking things on the walls, mm-hmm. but I'm hyped for that because it's always a work in progress. Once you're a homeowner, it's like all about the house.
In the last couple of weeks, I've been saying that I've been out of my element, I've been out of my schedule. You know, what do I need to do to get back to what's supposed to be me in time and space right now, you know, going forward into, you know, being a dad, and me and Lauren, and we're, you know, this is our fourth year of a happy, healthy marriage. You know, we're expecting our second child. I'm going on 7 years of sobriety. What does all that look like? And, you know, obviously our beloved dog Moser had passed, and he was 10, and it has been tough the past couple of weeks trying to sort of just get back in a good routine. And I've come to the conclusion, and I'm in no rush right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm so relieved that you've come to that conclusion because so much has been rushed in the past
couple years. Oh, we were rushing everything. Oh my God.
We rushed like, it's not like a negative connotation of rush. It's just like
we weren't being mindful.
I don't know. You're always mindful. I wouldn't say that. I think it's more, I think we were just trying to like kind of catch up on things, certain things, and also maximize things that were happening.
Yep.
And we've both always have been like hustlers.
Yeah.
So, you know, if something, tides go up and down, everything ebbs and flows in life, mm-hmm. like everything. So I think that we've just been really busy, both of us.
Yeah.
And we've been doing the most. But yeah, we got engaged, we got married, we moved. We've been doing so many different projects that have not slowed down. Thank God. Like, they've just continued to pick up and expand in different ways and created different opportunities that we've just been like, go, go, go. And then we're like, wow, we need to slow down and just not rush things. Just enjoy the process of what's happening.
I agree.
And kids will do that to you. Like, Romeo is really what, you know, made us feel like, okay, it's time to just coast.
Yes. Yeah, we are really mindful as parents to make sure that we sit down and have dinner together, have as many meals as we can if I'm home.
Oh, yeah.
After dinner, we have playtime with the family and we put on music and we dance together.
Yeah,
and
that's the best time.
It's the best times. These are I feel like I'm living, not only living my best life, but I feel like I'm living the American dream, you know? And that American dream is to have an American family and be happy.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The best thing is Romeo gets to do his music, like playtime at the end of the night. And it's the cutest thing ever. He was so happy last night. He literally took his little ball he was playing with. He threw it and he just looked at me and he ran to me and gave me the biggest hug and kiss because he was just so happy. And it was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
And those are the things that matter in life. You got to go back, I think, to, you know, being grateful.
You want to be mindful. You want to enjoy all the hard things that you work for. But then, like you said in the beginning of this conversation, you're like, it's important to be busy. And it is important to be busy because I think, what is that saying? Like, idle hands.
Idle hands are for the devil?
Yeah. Idle hands are a devil's playground.
Yeah.
And that I wholeheartedly like, to this day, believe in. I remember the first time I heard that and I was shooketh because I think the first time I heard it, you were like really super early in your recovery. Mm-hmm. And somebody I was speaking to was giving us advice.
In early recovery, you have to stay busy. Even now, I'll be honest with you.
But I think
I've been thinking about lately about, you know, getting back to my roots and going back to meetings and things like that with, you know, seeing my sponsor a little bit more and such like that as well.
Yeah, you definitely should. I mean, all of that is only beneficial to bettering your life in every way. I think a lot of people don't realize that taking time for yourself in those moments is very like rewarding for your whole life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that saying is super, super relevant, I think, to anybody as a human, whether you're an addict or not, because I think when you have idle time, you're like looking to fill it with things that don't matter. That could be toxic, could be
social media
negative. Oh my God, social media.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm
is a complete idle hands.
I'm not getting off social media, but last, I think was it Thursday or Friday? I had some time to, I think my first day off of work, and they told me I had 2.5 weeks before we filmed the next quarter of Jersey Shore. And I was like, all right, let me just relax, you know? And all I did all day was like stare at my phone, and I'm like, this is not good. You know, this is toxic. And I'm like, this is not happening anymore. And now the last couple of days, I've been putting my phone away. I've been, you know, being mindful to enjoy dinner with my family, enjoy playtime with my son, start to motivate myself getting back to better, more healthier activities, you know?
Yeah, I'm very not into the social media stuff. But I feel like our age group is kind of lucky because I feel like we're on the edge, like we're on the border, where we grew up with some social media, but not all of it.
Yeah.
So I feel like how you could recognize like, oh, I'm spending way too much time on here. Like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop doing that. I feel like we're the last generation that has that ability. I feel like the people just a few years younger than us all grew up with smartphones, all grew up with many different platforms of social media where we only had maybe like Facebook back in the day growing up.
Yeah.
And we didn't have that until we even went to college.
Yeah.
And that was it. There was nothing else.
So many celebrities recognize it too. You see it all the time in the news, which celebrity has, you know, has exited Twitter or has exited Jonah Hill said he's not promoting any of his movies anymore because it's bad for his mental health.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because you see that headline and I feel like all the people's reaction, it's always people's reactions so negative to everything, but everyone's like kind of laughing at it or like making it like a joke. And it's like, you guys really don't, it's not really a joke. You know what I mean? I feel like it can affect anybody and you don't have to be a public person. Like look at young kids that get bullied on there.
Yeah, it definitely affects
mental health. It's just a healthy thing to be able to put it down and remove yourself from it.
Yeah.
And actually, I've read things where a lot of celebrities don't even have it on their phone.
Yeah.
And I definitely went through a stage where I removed most of it. But I'm lucky in the sense where I've never got into a lot of the platforms.
Yeah.
So I don't even check them. And I have a great team of people that make sure everything's done for certain things that need to be done. But I think it's a healthy thing. Like Selena Gomez I think she's the most followed person on Instagram in the world.
Uh-huh. Is she?
She was for years. She had that title, like more than the Kardashians, more than anyone.
Uh-huh.
And she said publicly she deleted it from her phone and her assistant has it only. Because as much as she has a big fan base, if you're the most followed person ever, like 100% of the comments are negative, and she just can't take it.
It's unhealthy.
So she doesn't use it.
And they say that, you know, I don't even think that you are meant to have instant access to all these.
Yeah, it's like sensory overload.
Yeah, yeah, all these voices and all these opinions. And if they are negative, a lot of times they are. Everyone says social media is negative. It can have an effect on your mental health. So I'm taking definitely a position right now to be mindful of how much time I spend on social media. Even though it's a business for me, I used to not want to miss a tweet. I didn't want to miss getting back to my fans. And I felt like I didn't want to miss something. I felt like I was catching a wave in a second chance with my career and all these shows that I'm doing, and I didn't want to miss anything. And hence why you said in the before that, you know, we were catching up, or I was trying to catch up. Now I'm at the point where I'm like, listen, I did the most.
Yeah, it's time you've been hustling for years, and now you're like, I'm gonna cruise.
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm
gonna enjoy life.
Yeah,
I have my platforms.
My family. You know, Romeo is how many months is he? 15.
15.
Oh my God, I just love hanging out with my son. We have a new baby on the way. I want to just spend more time with my friends, going to dinner, and you know, going to the movies and getting some popcorn. It's been too much work and too much social media, and it's time to reassess and reevaluate what has happened the last year.
All right, guys. So today's episode of Here's the Sitch podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh has been keeping the Situations household running for years now. We love them so much. And now that we've become a family of three and very soon a family of four, we just love all of the meals that we are discovering in the Fit family-friendly pack. Like, there's just so many different lifestyles and diets, if that's what you're looking for, that they have and they cover. They have vegan, they have gluten-free, they have farm fresh meals. And what I happen to love the most is the family-friendly and also the fit and wholesome meals. So getting back into the fall season can be super busy, but weeknights can be made so much easier with foolproof step-by-step recipes ready in around 30 minutes or less. I mean, what is better than that for you busy moms or busy parents getting back to school season? So HelloFresh's quick and easy recipes are just 20-minute meals. They have low prep and low cleanup options, and they provide an even faster route to putting food on the table around your jam-packed schedule. One other reason why I really love HelloFresh is because HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant, and it's even cheaper than grocery shopping these days. Like, that is insane. So that means money back in your pocket and food on your table faster for your family to be happy, full, and healthy. Of course, we have a special code for our Here's the Sitch listeners today. All you have to do to get that is head over to HelloFresh.com/situation16 and use code situation16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/situation16. Use code situation16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. That is a quality deal. I highly suggest and recommend for you guys to check out HelloFresh. There is a reason they are America's number one meal kit. They will not let you down. Like, when we had gotten back together and you were getting newly sober, you weren't like in the social media stuff. Like, you had your platforms and stuff. This is like behind the scenes stuff. So this is like, people don't know.
I didn't even know
like what really goes on in people's lives.
I didn't even
have
that many followers.
So he had obviously Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, blah, 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 whatever. But he wasn't using it. Like, his business and whoever was working for him at the time, they ran all of it, and he was just kind of living his life.
Yep.
And but that was like the different extreme. So then he got clean, then he got really focused, then he got really motivated, and then he was like, damn, what have I been wasting time for?
Yep.
And then he went like full blown, like, oh, I'm not gonna miss a tweet, I'm not gonna miss anything. This. I'm gonna be everywhere
on everything
and respond to every message, and like wanted to really engage. Mm-hmm. And he did that for years.
Yeah.
And now it's
just too much.
You get spread thin.
Yeah.
When you're a husband, a father, you know, multiple businesses and different things, that relationships, family relationships, friendships,
fitness.
Yeah, everything. So then you just have to like take a step back and know when to find the balance of people that, when you are a public figure or you have a business platform on social media, like many people do, you have to know when to delegate certain tasks and certain things and take a step back. But
I think it's more of like a reset.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like in getting back to what really matters in life, you know?
And I just don't like the, like, what is it called? Like, is it radiation? I don't know. There's something about the light of the phone
that irritates me. RF?
Maybe. Or maybe it's the blue light. But, like, if I'm in my bedroom My phone charger doesn't come to
mind. Don't get me started on conspiracy theories.
So it goes.
Don't get me started on conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and then I can't have it in my bed because
the phone is not good for you. They say like it should be. It should be hands free, and like.
Well, I heard that about AirPods. I heard that. I stopped using my AirPods 24/7. Yeah, it's not
good. There's like, you know, there's the phones are very powerful devices, and like if you really look into it, like they're not healthy for you.
Yeah,
it definitely. Can definitely cause some issues.
And I think we are the first generation, kind of like, of young people to be having the screen time so high every day. You know what I mean? Like there are no studies for like when we're in our 60s, 70s, 80s. Like wait a minute, I could just see a commercial right now of like if your screen time was above whatever percent per day or per week, call so and so lawyer for a class action. I don't know. But you never know. So I'm just very into like not having the blue light. I have very sensitive eyes and I get very sensitive at night. So I just don't like the phone at night. It's not for me.
Yeah. No, you have to be really mindful of some of the things you do and the choices and the people you hang around with and the foods you eat and everything. So, but for us, and at least for me, I'm trying to set an example for my family. And I am sort of just trying to just get back to what matters. And social media is, like I said, it is a business for me and my family and all my friends and such. But I'm definitely sort of trying not to spend as much time as I can. Because if you need to get me, if you got my number, call me. And if you don't have my number, you're not supposed to call me.
100%. I love that. Like, that's how I am.
You know, that, you know, 10 years ago, I was so removed from it.
Yeah.
That, you know, no one would be calling me. I wasn't even really on social media that much. My team did it for me. And it was very hard to get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to get a hold of me. And now it's the polar opposite. You know, now I'm like.
Well, no, not necessarily. It's different.
And now I'm trying to find a better balance now going forward.
Yeah.
You know, being a dad and being sober and like I said, so. But, honey, why don't you give the number for the Here's the Sitch podcast line for the fans and the subscribers to call in to discuss different topics and questions and to be featured on the next episode of Here's the Sitch.
Yeah, so our Here's the Sitch hotline is open 24/7. You can call any time of day or night, and you may be hearing yourself on the next Here's the Sitch podcast. Also, you can leave messages anonymously. You don't have to leave your name if you don't want to, because a lot of the questions are about recovery or different things like that. So you don't have to leave your information if you don't feel comfortable. The phone number is 732-898-0414, and that is the Here's the Sitch hotline. You can also hit up our podcast on IG at Here's the Sitch Podcast, and you can submit questions there. We do polls all the time and stories and whatnot that you can submit things there. So once again, the phone number is 732-898-0414. I have such pregnancy brain that I almost gave out my cell phone number.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait.
That would have been funny.
That's not the area code.
Yeah. All right.
So I had a brain across wave wire.
Yeah. So let's get to the phones because I want to hear from the subscribers on some of the things that they're interested in and some of the questions.
Hey, guys. I'm a really big fan of the show. And you guys love the show and love what you guys are doing with the positivity. My name is Chris.
Oh, damn. All right. Thank you, Chris.
That was Chris from Texas. Thank you so much for calling in to Here's the Sitch podcast.
Thank you so much, Chris from Texas. Let's go to the next caller, honey.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Leah. I'm from Massachusetts. I just want to say that my sister and I have been watching Jersey Shore since season 1, episode 1. And I really appreciate watching the journey for you, Mike, and then adding Lawrence in there too. It's been a very rewarding experience to watch your journey, and it wasn't even my experience. But my question for you guys is, how do you deal with, you know, periods of time where you're feeling really depressed and really anxious? Around losing a loved one or just in general. Right now I'm going through planning a wedding. And I'm doing that without the help of my parents. I don't speak to my father, and I've kind of set some boundaries with my mom, so she's kind of at arm's length. and it's kind of just hitting me all now. I mean, the wedding's next May, but I just would like to know how you guys deal with times of extreme, like, anxiety and depression, everything just hitting you all at once. And I would just appreciate some advice on that. Thank you. Love you guys.
Wow, that was a good question. And what was her name, honey?
Leah from Massachusetts.
Leah from Massachusetts wants to know, under extreme duress, crisis, what would the situations do? What I like to do is I like to refer back to some of the principles that I've learned in recovery. And our whole family, we usually, we work off of about a one day at a time type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, we go back to the basics. We rely on ourselves and we stick together and we stay in faith. And we move forward one day at a time, and we evaluate that day and really just go from there. A lot of the times I do revert back to the basics of self-care and self-love, which would be fitness, obviously fitness, exercise, you know, diet, you know, watching what I put in my body to make me feel better, that confidence and of accomplishment on a daily basis pushes you ahead to be positive, to make better decisions, mm-hmm. To be able to handle some of that stress and some of that crisis. Yeah. So that's how I would answer it.
I think that's the best thing you can do. You really have to find like your anchor, and for everyone, it's different.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it is health and fitness, because no one has regretted a workout that they've done. You know, even when you have a tough workout or you maybe didn't perform at your best, you never walk out of there saying, I really wish I didn't do that.
Yeah, but
so it's you know, you're putting one foot in front of the other and you're doing something to better yourself. And it's bettering yourself physically, mentally, spiritually. You know, for me, it's really staying in my faith during those times. And maybe it's listening to certain pastors or preachers or music that'll really help me out. I mean, I'm obviously a Christian, so I've talked about it here on this podcast. But whatever your faith based is or your higher power, especially when you're very stressed, especially when you're depressed or having some familial issues, if I'm driving around, like, I'll put on Joel Osteen, because it's just... It's what you listen to that's like feeding you and helping you.
Some T.D. Jakes.
Or hindering you. T.D. Jakes is amazing. I will listen to him on like the Stairmaster, because he will just like motivate the hell out of me.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I'm like driving around with Romeo, we'll put on Joel Osteen if I need it. You know what I mean? Or if I just am feeling like kind of in a mood like that. But that's what works for me.
Also getting back to nature could get, you know, going for a walk. 100%. I'm actually thinking about going for a walk myself today, or maybe we'll take Romeo to the park and the whole family will go.
And if you live anywhere near water.
Oh, yeah.
Like the beach or a lake, you know, anything that has like just seeing the water for like where we live. As soon as you see the coastline or you see the ocean, it's like a scientific fact of the ions in the ocean that are so positive that like on the periodic chart, like on the table, like the positive ions will automatically make you feel better.
I'll also say that, you know, staying busy and sort 100%. Of getting things done is also going to make you feel better as well. You know, getting things done around the house, getting things done for work, and then just staying busy, task oriented, because at the end of the day, you're gonna be like, oh my God, I got so much done today. And now at the end of the day, I'm going to let go and let God handle the rest. And then you repeat it the next day. The amount of stuff that you get done, or what you can accomplish when being strong is your only option, is such an amazing phrase.
If you've been listening to us at Here's the Sitch podcast, you know that when we first moved into our home, we checked out Helix Sleep to outfit our home with the best mattresses around. So Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. So we loved this. Helix Sleep includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, a mattress for big and tall sleepers, and a mattress made just for kids. So I'm going to have to hit them up when Romeo is ready for his big boy bed. And of course, the personalized mattresses are shipped right to your door free of charge. So what I love most about Helix is that while you can shop at home and you don't have to leave your home, you don't have to go to a store or anything like that. But at the same time, you are covered and protected. So you are given from Helix Sleep 100 nights risk-free trial. So you get to try out your Helix mattress, see how your body adjusts, see how your sleep is going. And if you decide it's not the best fit, you're welcome to return for a full refund. But of course, you're going to end up loving your Helix just as much as we have. So what I love most about the Helix Sleep mattress that we selected is because since I'm a side and back sleeper, the mattress actually models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support. Plus, it has enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, which, guys, let me just tell you, that has come in, especially when I was postpartum. So you spend so much time in bed sleeping. You need to just be comfy and living your best life, especially at bedtime. So Helix is offering our Here's the Sitch listeners up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. All you have to do is go to helixsleep.com/situation. That's helixsleep.com/situation. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
All right, honey, let's go to the next caller.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. This is Katie. I'm from Washington State. I just felt inspired to give you guys a call and let you know that you're both really awesome. I had a quick question. Do either of you have like a favorite snack that you are partaking in?
Ooh, favorite snack. Well, first of all, thank you for calling Katie from Washington State. And my favorite snack is actually a new snack for me.
What's that?
I mean, it's not new. Like, I've had it many times in my life, but I never want this normally, and this pregnancy I wanted a lot. A s'more.
Oh, a s'more?
A s'more.
Okay, okay.
I'm very into s'mores lately.
I love snacks. You know what I mean?
Like, I can't pick just one.
I can probably dedicate a whole podcast to various snacks for different times or different events. But I love veggie straws.
Oh, my
God. Romeo, my son, loves veggie straws. Like, he will just, like, if he's yelling, like, give him a veggie straw and he'll be quiet. I love Pringles. Okay. I also love cheese pretzels as well. I love movie popcorn. I had some movie popcorn last night.
You did.
I'll usually like to sample various snackers and then have a little dessert afterwards with a little diet soda. So don't tempt me with a good time. Because I just love snacks. But if I had to say the favorite, I think I asked my wife yesterday, because the that new show on HBO Max was on, House of Dragons, which I thought was pretty good. I told her to get me some veggie straws and some Pringles, because those are, you know, my two favorite as well. So
yeah, you're a big snacker.
I'm a big snacker.
You can't pick just one.
Yeah, exactly. And there are other days where I consider a snack like drive-through food. Like, I'll be like, it's time to order Wendy's. It's time to order McDonald's. So, yeah, listen, that just goes back to my, I guess, addictive personality. But that's for another podcast, guys.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. First, I wanted to offer my condolences on the passing of Mosey. I am so, so sorry. I completely understand what you're going through, having lost a pet myself. So I express to you my deepest sympathies. Secondly, I wanted to say congratulations on the announcement of your growing family. Babies are blessings. My question is, do you know what you're having yet, a boy or a girl, and will you have a gender reveal party?
Thank you so much. Yes, I think I've mentioned it before that our beloved family dog of 10 years, Moser, had recently passed, and it was really, really tough on us, and it still is. It's been a couple weeks now, but we're slowly, you know, relying on each other, staying in faith, dusting each other off, and moving forward one day at a time. It was definitely harder than I thought it was going to be, but I know Moser is shining down up above. You know, all dogs do go to heaven, and we have an amazing blessing on the way, another baby. We cannot disclose the gender right now because we're about to have a gender reveal. So, but again, I will say that, you know, just for discussion purposes, two boys would be amazing. And to even out the squad with a boy and girl would be would be awesome as well. So I'm very excited that our family is getting bigger. I said it before that I feel like I'm living the American dream by having, you know, a beautiful family, and that's all I've ever wanted my whole life.
This is Caroline from San Diego. I just watched the episode, and I went online to find out about Moses and found out what happened, and I'm so, so, so sorry. You know, my husband and I lost our dogs to cancer, and, you know, I had them when I was pregnant with my first. You know, it still hurts, and we finally, it took us 2 years to finally heal our hearts to another dog, and he's 5 months old now. We made sure to get a different type of breed. You know, he's brought us a lot of happiness in these last 5 months, but it was hard. But, you know, that's what loving is all about. Best wishes, and I love your show, and you guys are the best couple.
Oh, thank you so much for the support of the show and our family and our story. And yes, it has been tough, and we just, you know, spoke about it. But again, we know Moser is up above, and he's our guardian angel in heaven, and we have a beautiful blessing on the way, which is we are expecting our second child. So thank you so much. And honey, do we have any time for another caller? Is there another caller?
Yeah, I have more.
Okay.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I just wanted to say that I'm so sorry for what you guys went through with Mosey, but I'm so glad that he responded well to the surgery and the chemo, and that he's such a trooper. I'm such an animal lover, and I was crying throughout the whole episode, but I'm just so glad that he's okay and that he's better and living his best life. My question is, has Romeo started walking yet?
Yes. Aww. Thank you so much for the support for, you know, our family and Mosey.
Moser is so loved, and we're so blessed that we shared Mosey with all of you guys, and how much you guys love him and prayed for him, and he really was such a big fighter.
We got an extra 7 months out of it when they said that it was like 1 to 3, so yeah. We were grateful for the time.
And it was a happy 7 months.
He
was very like his old self, and running around and never missed a feeding with Romeo, stayed with us, played with us, and you know, he was great until the very end, until, you know, the last day or two. So we got to extend time with him, and we're just so glad that you guys saw the pureness in what Mosey was. There's just no better than Mosey.
Yeah, like, Moser was like...
I miss him so much.
And he was an angel, and we definitely miss him. And like I said, he is definitely shining down from up above in heaven.
Yeah.
But also on another note, Romeo is running around like a maniac in the
house.
Romeo
is running. He's not walking.
He's running and full speed, screaming and chase me, daddy. And he's just really saying mama and dada right now.
Banana.
Up. But he is a really happy baby. Yeah. He's very happy. The man goes to sleep at like between 6 and 7, and a lot of times, you know, if he's having a good night, he won't wake up till 7 the next morning. So it's a really good baby. So we are excited that there's another one on the way.
Yeah.
So that they can be close in age, and I feel like that's an awesome you know, setup and story right there. You know.
Yeah, he loves music too.
Oh yeah.
So not only is he running, but he's dancing all over the place.
And we play like the 80s. I play stuff that my parents used to play. You know what I'm saying? Both me and Lauren, we always play in 80s in the house. Like, obviously I love, you know, up to date music as well. I love club music and all that stuff. But when my son is up and me and my wife are having a good day on the weekend and at nighttime during dinner time, you know, Billy Joel's on, Frank Sinatra's on.
He loves Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, I'm on fire. He starts dancing. So it's so cute. And we're just so elated to be new parents and just, you know, going on this journey right now. So thank you guys so much for watching another, or actually it's not watching, guys, but thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch podcast. I will see you guys next week.
Yes, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you guys soon.